There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
MBI Energy in Belfield, North Dakota today. Honda, what's on your mind? We're going to meet some of the folks from MBI Energy. We're going to talk to the top trainer here. We're going to talk with a couple of trainees. And, you know, I'm actually going to talk to the HR director. I'm considering, you know, throwing my hat in the ring for one of these truck driving positions after seeing the kind of culture they have here at MBI Energy. It's really kind of cool. It's darn neat. So I this morning toured the MBI Training Center. And, you know, if I was to hover over it, you would think of, you know, this is just a, you know, nothing. It's the middle of nowhere and, you know, a couple of trucks. And but when you actually get on the track itself and, you know, see how the, you know, the oil field is basically replicated with a disposal site here and a well site here and, you know, how to park here, just amazing what's all gone into it. So anyway, we'll be telling you about that and the positions available at MBI Energy. And they are hiring truck drivers. They need truck drivers. So we'll tell you more about that as we go. And that is why we are on location today at MBI Energy. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us weekly for the Talk Radio Town Hall. It isn't always on Wednesdays anymore just because of the congressional calendar and his busy schedule. But it is this hour in the first hour, and we welcome your calls, questions, and or comments. I have a couple of that have come in already, and others welcome to join us. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. A few folks have already weighed in on Facebook. That's great. Glad to do it. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here, and we're ready to go. Hello. To find out what is on your mind. Hello, Todd. Happy Thursday to you.
Hey, happy Thursday.
I'm sorry you were not able to join me on the tour, or you too may want to become a truck driver here for MBI Energy, but I'm kind of rubbed. we could do it together.
I knew you had training. Little confidence in my radio career, but okay.
Yeah. I love radio, but it just is so much fun. I mean, and week in the classroom out there and a week behind the wheel and, you know, anywhere from, 4 to 6 weeks out there with the other drivers and voila, we're doing it. We're living the dream. So pretty cool. Anyway, more on that coming up right now. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thank you, Congressman Cramer. How are you?
Well, I'm excellent. Thank you. Thanks for being so flexible. That looks like it's going to have to be the norm for, given my new committee assignment as much as anything, it seems like there are two committees at the same, committee hearings at the same time all the time on Wednesdays. So far we've been able to make it work, and as long as people are patient and flexible, and we know they never turn their dial, so.
Exactly right. Just stay right here where you're listening, and you'll never miss the Talk Radio Town Hall. In all seriousness, having seen you recently firsthand in Washington, D.C., the Energy and Commerce Committee appointment is definitely a game changer for you and your schedule, isn't it?
Yeah, it's changed my life in lots of ways, mainly in good ways, Scott, because I've always sought a position on that committee because I thought it was an area where, first of all, I think North Dakota deserves its own position, frankly, and I also think it's an area where I can contribute the most, both given my background and given where I come from. And, we cover everything from trade and commerce to healthcare, obviously telecommunications and energy included. So, you know, it's a very busy time for the committee. It's the broadest jurisdiction of any committee in Congress, either the House or the Senate, to begin with. But given what's going on with Obamacare and now with the Supreme Court case, of course, the King versus Burwell, looking out for rural health care is a big part of it. But what's going on with net neutrality and perhaps a rewrite of the Telecommunications Act, obviously looking out for rural telco is an important part of it. And energy, what can I tell you? all things energy, which are critical to our national security, our energy security, our economic security. So that there's that part of it. And then, of course, with big trade deals and commerce being an important part of North Dakota, obviously, we've got a lot to do there.
We have some calls that have come in. I want to start with the issue of the Department of Homeland Security funding battle and specifically the effort to take on the president's unconstitutional, in my belief, and I believe yours
as well.
Executive order on amnesty, and obviously folks are upset about this. This call came in last night in anticipation of our conversation today, so go ahead and roll that.
Congressman Kramer, I think the Republicans lied and scammed the voters when they said they'd stop Obama's illegal amnesty because they have backers like Chamber of Commerce and others that want cheap labor. What does that make Republicans? Sad liars who killed their chance in 2016 of all the new Democrat voters.
All right, and I have to say that although it's voiced a little differently, you're hearing lots of versions of that sentiment from listeners.
We are, and one of the most unfortunate things in this discussion and over the course of the last week was when a number of conservatives, I'd call them conservatives in the sense that that's their political philosophy. They call themselves now the Freedom Caucus, joined forces, frankly, with Nancy Pelosi and voted to kill Speaker Boehner's plan of a 3-week CR where we would have the opportunity, let me back up, CR being continuing resolution, in other words, fund the department for 3 more weeks after reaching the deadline, realizing, remember now that the Senate sat and looked at themselves for 6 weeks when we sent over the Stop Obama's Amnesty rider along with the funding for the Department of Homeland Security, just as the Speaker said we would. That was the strategy all along. Forced the Senate to act. Well, Democrats filibustered, all of them, every one of them filibustered, didn't allow for votes. So finally they split the appropriations bill, took the appropriations piece, which, by the way, and this is another important misunderstanding, Scott. The appropriations bill for Homeland Security does not fund the president's overreach. They're not the same thing. It's a funding mechanism that we used, an appropriations mechanism we used to as leverage in trying to override or to roll back the president's overreach. So Mitch McConnell, in order to move the bill along, separated the two and passed the Homeland Security funding. Of course, they killed the overreach policy rider and then sent it back to us, which is what we wanted. We wanted to have an opportunity to go to conference committee where the House bill with the rider and the Senate bill without the rider, we could go to a conference committee and then work out, negotiate the differences, if you will. That's exactly where we had them, right where we wanted them, albeit it took them 6 weeks and took them right up to the deadline to get it, but the Senate's, different animal than we are. So the Speaker came with what I thought was a great plan. By the way, many of the people who voted against it spoke in favor of it in conference. Because that 3 weeks was enough time for us then, we did vote to go to conference committee. So 3 weeks would give us enough time to put the pressure on the Democratic senators, especially those who said they opposed the president's overreach, but then always filibustered. And so we had this wonderful opportunity, I think a good plan, put a lot of pressure on them. It would have been very difficult for them to filibuster for 3 weeks. And instead, about 20 or so, 25 Republicans decided we can embarrass John Boehner. Let's join Nancy Pelosi and kill this thing. And once that happened, several other Republicans who, joined them because it was sort of safer territory. Once the coalition breaks down, they joined forces with Nancy Pelosi. That's the part that irritates me so much. So then, of course, the only way to keep the Homeland Security Department from shutting down in the midst of an imminent threat, I might add, an imminent threat, ISIL, being at the forefront, the only way to keep it open was for a very short-term CR. But then, and I think people have to understand this as well, there is a privileged rule. Once you're at an impasse, and this action created the impasse, in other words, not the action of the Speaker, the action of those who thought they were being clever, forced an impasse. Once the Senate only had a week, really less than a week, CR, they immediately filibustered, knowing that we're only days away from the deadline again. And that creates an impasse, which creates an opportunity for a privileged motion, which gave the Democrats all the power. I voted against it because I still wanted to hang on. I think we should have fought harder. I think we could have tried at least one or two more times to get the Senate Democrats to buckle. But you know, we were put in that position, frankly, by people who thought, I think they thought they were trying to be helpful. I'm not sure about that, but I'm not sure about their motives. But at any rate, the good news is that we've already won this fight. The federal courts have already determined, a federal court has determined that the president's overreach was, in fact, at least likely to be found unconstitutional. He's issued a stay. So, I mean, in many respects, the whole thing was sort of unnecessary. And created political problems and drama that didn't have to happen.
Quickly, the allegation that Republicans lied. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't know what the lie is. I mean, Republicans, for the most part, you can't speak for every Republican. Like I said, there were 25 or so of them that this Freedom Caucus group that joined forces with Nancy Pelosi, and I for the life of me, I don't know what happened to them. But
Not want to shut down? Were they worried about the shutdown? What would be
I think they wanted to embarrass John Boehner. I think that was their goal.
So they were less worried about the particulars of the amnesty.
As they often are.
And more about, I got it. All right. More of your questions or comments when we come back. Stuart and Glenn Allen, Bob in Valley City, John in Bismarck. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm in Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Attention all ranchers concerned with the North Dakota State Beef Checkoff. House Bill 1238 passed in the House for an increase in your beef checkoff assessment. It is now going to be heard in the Senate Ag Committee on March 6th at 8 a.m. in the Brynhild Hogland Room. If you have concerns regarding an increase that is being forced upon you legislatively rather than by the producer being able to vote, you need to voice your opinion by contacting the Senate Ag Committee members and your senator. Go to nd.gov to obtain your senator's contact information. The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota opposes this bill and does not allow the cattle producer the right to vote.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Past the hour, we're live at MBI Energy at Belfield, North Dakota today with What's On Your Mind, chatting with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome for him on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. And by the way, we will be chatting with some of the folks about the available career opportunities here at MBI Energy. They're hiring. That's right. Lest you think that there's some sort of, a freeze of hiring or layoffs or anything else. They're hiring here at MBI Energy for truck drivers. And I've found that to be the case all throughout the oil field, to tell you the truth. So don't believe everything you read in the paper. That's pretty good advice, isn't it, Congressman Cramer? Don't believe everything you read in the paper.
Yeah, read the paper. Every once in a while, you know, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. I still remember the look on Mike Jacobs' face. I forget where I was at, but Byron Dorgan was somewhere and told a joke one time about how he hadn't had time for breakfast and had only quickly skimmed the Grand Forks Herald, so he started his day with nothing in his stomach and nothing on his brain. didn't go over too well.
Yeah.
Anyway, my apologies to the folks at the Herald.
Yeah, we like the Herald.
Yeah. Anyway, Congressman Kevin Cramer's here. I wanted to give you a chance to address one other thing that is a common theme in the whole battle over immigration as well, and that was the earlier caller's assertion that, you know, hey, Republicans are just in bed with the chamber, and chamber wants cheap labor, and that's why you guys want to let them flood across the borders. What about that premise?
Yeah, it's interesting because I don't think anybody from the chamber's ever talked to me about it, at least not in the last 2 years. And people know, you know, pretty well how I feel about it. I don't think the chamber has been all that involved. Certainly not in the president's amnesty. And you know, the Chamber of Commerce, like a lot of business groups, wants us to fix immigration, and rightfully so, I might add. We have the most outrageous legal immigration system in the country. I mean, we have an illegal immigration challenge, but we have a really outrageous legal immigration challenge where we allow 1 million workers every year to immigrate into the United States legally, and none of them have to bring anything to the economy. They just, you know, it's a lottery or they have family. And so we definitely need to do better on the legal side. But and that's not to say that there aren't businesses that benefit from illegal immigration. Although making illegal immigrants legal doesn't really help them. I don't think that's their problem, because suddenly you have to, you know, you have to abide by other laws. So I just don't know that that's, I mean, it's a logical sort of assertion, I suppose, but I haven't seen that at all with regards to how people vote on it. I think it's more of a sincere problem that we have. We need to close down our borders. We need to secure our borders, Scott. We had a border security bill, a very prescriptive one, that was brought up the second week that we were in Congress. McCall, the chairman of Homeland Security, brought a very specific prescriptive bill for the border security, which is what a lot of people have said they've wanted, a lot of conservatives, including me. If we secure the border and demonstrate and prove that we can, then we can move on with other immigration issues. And conservatives didn't like it because it didn't do other things. They wanted comprehensive immigration reform, and so we pulled it from the floor to try to work with them a little bit to find a way. But this thing included every aircraft, every sea vessel, every member of the National Guard, Coast Guard, border security, fences, walls, you know, drones, everything you could imagine to secure the border, because we want to take it one piece at a time. And suddenly that wasn't enough. And it's sort of hard to get a read on what exactly people want with regard to immigration. They don't want the border secure until they have other things, but they don't want other things until the border's secure. And we're trying to find a path that that the public can support and, you know, give them some confidence.
All right, full bank of calls. So we'll go rapid fire through these and get everybody in here. Stuart and Glenn Ullin for Congressman Cramer. Your question.
Good morning, guys. Do you want to talk about legal immigration? Congressman Cramer, I know you got a letter from the State Department regarding our case about our daughter in Ukraine not even able to get a B-2 visa to come over and visit us for 2 weeks. And under the section of the 214B states that the consular's officers are obligated to presume that each applicant for non-immigrant visa intends to immigrant to the United States, and puts the burden on the applicant to disprove that. How can you go into a consular's office and prove something that is unprovable?
Well, it's a high standard. There's no question, Stuart. So what Stuart's talking about, I don't want to talk about his case in particular because we have obviously confidentiality agreements. But so what he's talking about is if you're a foreign national or you're a citizen, in this case, say, of the Ukraine, you're seeking a visitation to the United States, that the presumption that the consul is, and by the way, the consul has full authority on this, as Stuart knows, is that your intention is to be a flight risk. In other words, they presume you're not coming back. And so it's a very high bar for the applicant to prove that their intention is not to stay in the United States, but rather to return. And there are a number of factors through an interview process and whatnot that they try to prove otherwise. And Stuart's right. It's a very high bar. In fact, in some respects, I suspect it's harder even than a work visa, because at least in a work visa, if you have an employer at the other end, that you do have some other level of responsibility. But so Stuart's right. It's a really high bar. And I don't know the particular people involved in every situation, obviously, that we advocate for, but it does come down to the consul itself. They have all authority, even more than, the Secretary of State.
Good luck on your case, Stuart. Appreciate the call very much. Bob, Valley City for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob. I listened to your explanation on that Homeland Security and the separation between the two bills.
Right.
And I didn't really understand anything you said. I mean, you talked for almost 3 minutes and basically switched topics and hemmed and hawed and everything. I think the people in the United States kind of gave the Republicans under their promises that they were going to stop Obamacare and they were going to fix immigration and stop the president's overreach and stuff. The Republicans didn't did that. The courts did that. But nevertheless,
right.
The whole thing about it is the leadership, Boehner, is actually the problem. If you've got 30 Republicans that are jumping ship on such an important bill that everybody in the United States doesn't want all these illegal aliens coming up here or even the ones that are here to be made legal for any reason whatsoever, and 30 Republicans jump ship and Boehner isn't all over them like ugly on a gorilla. And the whole problem that I see in the Republicans is they have no firm leadership. They waffle. And Obama himself said elections have consequences. The American people sent you guys a message to do these things, and we're still getting our butt kicked by a bunch of Democrats that are outnumbered by Republicans. Yeah. I don't understand why you people, the Republicans, don't understand the message. And I'll give you a message right now. If the Republicans nominate Jeb Bush for president of the United States, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. That's how upset I am. We've sent you message after message after message. And all we get is him hog. Yeah, well, it's this and this and this. You guys need to grow a set. I'm sorry to be disrespectful, but you really do.
Well, I don't think it's disrespectful, but you didn't answer a single point. You didn't offer a single solution, so I'm a little bit confused by what...
Hang on one second, you would. The Bob Valley City, Congressman Kramer on the other side of the break, live from MBI Energy today.
Don't go away. What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better. Look for the red, white, and blue, and fill up. They connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you get choice at the pump and great deals all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. I love the 4 for $4 deal. That's where you get a personal pan, hot stuff pizza, two cookies, plus your choice of coffee or soda, 20-ounce soda or coffee, 4 items for $4. Choice of cookies, too. What kind of pizza you like? It is fantastic. A single-item pizza, two cookies, coffee or soda, 4 for $4 at PetroServe USA locations. Here's another great deal. All month long, Deli Express Big Chuck Sandwiches, $2.89 to $3.59. The Cattleman, $2.89. The Trade Winds Teas are only 69 cents. Hershey Assorted Mini King Size Bars, 2 for $2.50. Or the Jack Links, the Squatch Sticks are 99 cents at a PetroServe USA location near you. Stop in and see them. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before the top of the hour, rolling on with a Talk Radio Town Hall conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer today on the program. Live at MBI Energy in Bellfield. I'm going to meet some of the folks from MBI Energy, tell you about the opportunities here. If you're a truck driver and looking for a career with a company with an unbelievable culture, stay tuned next hour. You'll love some of the stories and looking forward to telling them. All right, so Bob in Valley City is still there, and you had a question for him.
So what Bob is doing is he's expressing a lot of frustration, which a lot of people are, and it is frustrating. It's not nearly as frustrating as when you have to be in that chamber and watch it unfold, I will tell you that. I think there are two things that are very difficult. One thing that's coming very clear to people is that having 54 Republican senators isn't the same as having 60. So as we send these very conservative, stop them at the border sort of bills that we pass in the House, the Senate has to get 6 Democrats to agree to even come to a debate on a bill. So when we sent the Homeland Security bill that everybody wanted over to the Senate, they filibustered every time Mitch McConnell brought up a vote. Now, personally, I think I wish that the leader would have brought them up sooner, and then rather than wait until the end of the 6th week, then separated the bills, sent them back so that we could go into the negotiation in what we call regular order, something that most people in recent, the last 4 years have never seen in Congress, so that we could negotiate the differences. And that 3-week CR that we passed, or we would have passed, except that a few, about 30 Republicans joined Nancy Pelosi. And those 30 Republicans, by the way, are the people that talk like Bob. That's the irony of it, because because no is such a great vote for them. It's what is easy to talk about. So the lack of 60 senators and the lack of getting to cloture. Now, I think North Dakotans certainly should know that Senator Hoeven and I both voted for, overriding retracting the override of the president, or the overreach of the president, every time. Neither one of us voted for clean funding bill for DHS. So, really, I think the frustration for people like Baba needs to be aimed at the Democrats who didn't. Democrats who talk, one day they'll say, the president should work with Congress, and the next day they vote with him.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Senator Heidi Heitkamp said that the time of the president's executive order was an overreach, but then voted for the filibuster.
She did every time, and she may have a good reason for it, and so we should ask her that. But, there were 8 Democrats, actually, in the United States Senate who spoke against the president's overreach and then voted to filibuster every time. So the discipline really, and I do think Bob's right in that for whatever reason, we're not able to keep all the Republicans together. We have moderates from New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania and California, and they have to be moderate or they wouldn't be Republicans elected to Congress from where they live. But the bigger problem, frankly, has been on the right, where people who sort of view themselves as Speaker of the House will join forces with Nancy Pelosi to embarrass the Speaker rather than try to forward the types of policies they claim to support. And it's harder to do it. It's harder to govern than it is to, to just sort of...
Here's something that I need to understand.
Sure.
President Obama got Obamacare passed by the House and the Senate, and he did it without one Republican vote.
That's right.
Tell me why you guys can't, when you have a majority in the House and the Senate, can't get anything passed.
Sure. Well, that's a great question, and it's a really
good
answer.
I know it's a great question.
There's a really good answer. He had 61 Democratic senators, and he's the president. So when you have it all, which is, by the way, why the founders created divided government, so things like Obamacare couldn't happen. The problem is they got 61, in other words, a cloture proof, a filibuster proof Senate, the president, and the House, so they could pass whatever they want. He'd sign it, and that's how we got Dodd-Frank. That's how you got Obamacare, and thank God we won the next elections. Otherwise, you'd have cap and trade. You'd have all kinds of crazy things.
The thing about that is, we're going to get that anyway if they really want it, because they've shown that all they have to do is say, oh, gosh, we're going to shut down the government. We're going to blame. You guys are so worried about being blamed for nothing, you're afraid of your own shadows. You think that we're going to get blamed.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say, for example, that the Homeland Security Department had been shut down and somebody's head would have been lopped off by an ISIL terrorist in Minneapolis Airport. That'd be just
fine with me. If one person gets his head chopped off and the rest of us have to suffer the next 100 years with 4 million illegal aliens here. You got to stand on your principles. That's the problem with everybody. We can't do this because someone might get their head cut. We can't do this because this thing's going to happen or this thing's going to happen. Right is right and wrong is wrong. That's where you run into trouble. You don't stick to what you know is right. You compromise. You waffle on what you know is right because, we got to do this because some poor guy in Minnesota might get his head cut off.
Defending the homeland is the first and foremost responsibility as per the Constitution of the United States of the federal government. So, playing loose with Homeland Security is a little bit, maybe. I'll be honest, Bob, what I would have loved to have seen, and if I could do it, start at the beginning, I'd be king, and given the same circumstances, I would have tied, I would have preferred to tie the policy rider to, again, retracting the president's overreach to something like Department of Education funding, something that if it shut down, nobody would notice. In other words, Homeland Security, while it's got a more of a probably policy connection, so it makes some sense to tie it to that, it's probably too critical an issue. But that, even that said, remember, it was Republicans did send the bill a couple of times over to the Senate. It was Senate Democrats that filibustered it. And so to do the things you're talking about, yes, the president had the pen. He also had 61 senators and he had a majority in the House. And unless you have those things, you're not going to do proactive things. We can do defensive things. And like I said, I didn't vote for a clean DHS funding bill because I would just as soon have let it go a couple of days and have DHS shut down, to see if we could bring them to their knees. But there are about 30, 40 House members from moderate places where that would not be an option for them. So, unfortunately, they did have to vote for the clean bill. Once it became a privileged motion, that's the other thing. It's just a matter of sort of rules of the Congress. But
800-228-0550, full bank of calls here. We're going to go as quick as we can with everybody. I know Bob had a lot of follow ups there, and I probably let him go longer than I should have.
It's a big issue.
Yeah, everybody's concerned about it. But I apologize to the other callers that are waiting. I'm going to try and go a little quicker, I guess, on the next one. Is what I'm saying here. John and Bismarck, go ahead.
Hey, John.
Hello, Congressman Kramer, and thank you for being on the radio and giving your time for us.
I'm glad to do it.
I could go on all day long, but I won't.
Sure.
Well, President Obama.
Yeah.
First of all, since he's been president, we're at $18 trillion debt.
Sure.
The man appears to be able to do just about anything he wants. He He's trying to ban ammunition for popular guns right now with a stroke of a pen.
Yep.
He's destroyed the health care system in this country. He's destroyed the coal industry. He promotes and carries out numerous lawless and unconstitutional executive actions. And my only question I have for you, what is there to keep this man from just declaring himself king and doing away with elections?
Well, that would be too much, obviously, because at
that point... Do you think so? Do you really think so?
Yeah, I mean, short of him calling out the military to surround the White House and defend, which our culture would not allow. It just absolutely would not. I understand why you might think he might try it, believe me. But at the same time, you know, he has, for example, let's take his overreach on immigration. When the federal judge ordered in Texas, he stayed back. Now, he's going to appeal it. But he did stand down. He didn't carry it out. So
he's going to put a stay on that and move forward. That's what he says.
Well, he's appealing for a stay on it, but he hasn't won that stay yet. So it's not quite as, you know, he does get held back every now and then by courts. EPA has been held back on a few things by courts. Not as much as we'd like. And courts should not be the place to pass legislation. Unfortunately, the courts, in their defense, is the place for determining intent of law and certainly the constitutionality of law. And there was an awfully big hearing yesterday on Obamacare in the United States Supreme Court, and we'll have to see how it plays out. But we're hopeful that King will prevail over Burwell in the King v. Burwell case, and because Republicans have some solutions to Obamacare that we're ready to roll out if that should happen.
Jeff Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, you're next.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Kevin. I'm so thankful that you're in Washington and none of us out here have to. I also, this is really good to hear you talk. I would have liked to have been in that meeting when the Prime Minister of Israel came and spoke to Washington. And if you could comment on that before you do, just to mention, you know, it almost looked biblical. Here you got like a prophet comes and challenges the king, like you mentioned, to calling Obama that, but he's also warning America. Those are incredible warnings, and it's almost scary. Then you have the king mocking or belittling him, and this is a big issue, this whole thing, with that the Prime Minister of Israel coming and warning us.
Jeff, you raise it. It's a great point because, you know, there's a lot of political upheaval. Nancy Pelosi just about exploded right there in the chamber, and Barack Obama is offended and all these things. But you know what? When you're the Prime Minister of Israel, you don't have the luxury of not offending people. You don't have the luxury of political correctness because the threat of Iran, the threat Iran poses to Israel is existential. And it's imminent if we don't do something about it. So he was very respectful to the president. He was very respectful to the Democrats, most of whom support Israel very strongly. They had trouble with the way this thing laid out. But here's one where you've got to hand it. Every conservative in America has got to hand it to John Boehner. When the president wouldn't go along, he invited him anyway. And why did he do it? Was it a poke in the president's eye? I suppose it was, but that's not why he did it. He did it because he knew that the Congress of the United States and the people of the United States needed to hear from this prime minister, hear the imminent threat that they face, the existential threat they face in Iran, because the president and John Kerry are about to sign a really bad deal. A nuclear deal with Iran, and then it's going to be too late. So he's telling us, Congress, you pass legislation to prevent the president from doing this, and you know what? There may be enough votes to override a veto in the United States Senate if they pass a bill that requires Congress's approval of this any nuclear deal with Iran.
Jeff, appreciate the call. I'm with you on wanting to, you know, wishing to have been a fly on the wall at a minimum in the House chamber for that address. Historic and pretty
like
inspiring,
Elvis.
Too. Yeah,
like, well, being in a concert with Elvis.
It's inspiring to see a leader like that, without question. More with Congressman Cramer coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it, we will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding, we must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
Hey, Scott Hinnom here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when 2 adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, 2 kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, pull-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's on your mind. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall Edition with Congressman Kevin Cramer taking your calls, questions, and comments today. 11 before the top of the hour, live at MBI Energy in Belfield. Coming up next hour, in fact, we had somebody call and say, how do I find out about one of those jobs you're talking about? I'll tell you right now, MBIEnergyServices.com, or call them at 701-575-8242. Want to drive a truck? Go to town. And the training here, they'll get you trained up, get you where you need to know. Find out more about that coming up. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, and we have calls, questions, and comments waiting. We're going to go to the lightning round, we call it, which is quick questions, quick answers for Congressman Cramer so we can get to everybody here. John in Grand Forks, go ahead.
Hey, John.
Well, yes, hi. Quickly, I'll always believe Homeland Security was a stupid department to create in the first place.
Sure.
And secondly, as a frustrated conservative Republican, I must say, people, for the next year and a half, we're not going to get very far if we continue to hate each other or hate ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, calm down.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, John. John makes a good point. We bring this up a lot in, as a family in Congress, is that we really do have to sort of calm down, because there are some things we can do and we can and put on the president, but we won't even get a budget done if we don't get everybody on the same page and pulling the same direction. And we're not going to all get exactly what we want. But we have to get a budget done, Scott, because that's what allows budget reconciliation, which if we don't have a budget, we can't, by law, do budget reconciliation, which is what allows the Senate to pass things with 51 votes. So John makes a very important point. The other thing about Homeland Security, as far as an agency goes, I think John's right. It was a really bad idea. Defending the homeland is the job of the military, and we should have utilized our Coast Guard, our National Guard, our military, in rather than creating another entire bureaucracy. I never have liked the idea of the agency, but the mission's still important.
John in Minot for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, John.
I guess one thing we learned this week is Harry Reid still not only controls the Senate, but ultimately controls the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. But I am glad that you voted to fund Department of Homeland Security, because I feel much safer now knowing that the border's secured and nobody's going to be able to slip in to cut the head off anybody in the airport in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah, I actually didn't vote for that funding, so you can't give me any credit, but I appreciate the sentiment.
I do have a question.
Sure.
A few weeks ago, I heard after the president came up with their budget, and he wanted some taxes, and I remember you guys talking about this and saying, well, those aren't going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, what if he did an executive order and decided to raise taxes?
Well,
are you guys going to be able to stand up and stop him, or are you going to do an El Foldo like he did just this week?
Yeah, there's no place in the law or the rules that allow an executive action to increase taxes, so that you're safe there. The one thing, though, that I do worry about, and there is some talk about, is that the IRS, through its, you know, the way it governs or the way it manages the agency, could start viewing certain deductions or certain, you know, classifications differently and start, eliminating, for example, through not necessarily executive order, but through administrative action. So that's the new thing in the oversight side of Congress, where we will constantly be doing oversight and watching them closely, because the IRS is perhaps the most rogue agency in all of the government. But no, the president cannot sign an executive order raising taxes, nor cutting them, by the way.
Fred in Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Fred.
Yes. Congressman, a couple of months ago, I talked to you on this very same program, and it was about the battle of the Cromnibus Bill.
Yes.
And when they had decided to make their fight on this Homeland Security thing. And my comment at that time was that it was a bad choice, because the opposition doesn't care. Shut it down. They could care less.
Mm-hmm.
And my prophecy has been proven correct. Here we are. You got to pick the right battles. The problem is that half the Republicans, or at least the donor class, as far as the immigration thing, for example, coming up, are in favor of it. So what we've got to do, if we're going to stop this, is use the same tactics that Harry Reid and the Democrats have done with the reconciliation. Go with the 51 votes. Get rid of the unlimited debate in the Senate, and just keep shoving stuff on his desk and let him veto it.
Yeah, no, I do agree.
Since impeachment has been taken off the table,
right.
He's open to do whatever he wants to.
Yeah, and that's where we do have to get a budget done. A budget, by the way, that becomes law, so that we can then do the reconciliation thing on policy issues. You're exactly right. I agree. And filibuster, I'm not against a filibuster. I think it's an important thing, but you should have to actually filibuster. You know, in other words, you know, the old filibuster was designed for somebody standing on the floor of the Senate and talking, like Rand Paul did, and made a pretty good point and made a pretty good progress. So I'm not against a filibuster, but it ought to be an actual filibuster. I agree.
Appreciate the call. Tom, thank you very much. And I'm going to get Joe and Dickinson here for a real quick question. Real quick, Joe, what's your comment?
I'd like to know, Mr. Kramer, didn't you just a few weeks ago say that if this bill came back from the Senate and Speaker Boehner tried to push through a clean bill funding it, you were going to vote against it.
Which you did. Which you did, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what we've been talking about here today. Yeah.
Yeah, and Boehner didn't push it through. We came to an impasse, which forces what's called a privileged motion, which Nancy Pelosi was able to exploit. But
all right. I am sorry we did not get to everybody. Busy day on the phones. Lots of calls next week. Another round, so we'll get back to it. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks. You bet. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.